This is known as the Truman Capote House. This brick house is one of the largest remaining Greek Revival-style houses in New York City. Its original occupant was a prominent lawyer. After changing hands a number of times, it was bought in the 1950s by the award-winning Broadway stage set designer Oliver Smith, who created the sets for West Side Story, On the Town, and My Fair Lady. The most well-known tenant was Truman Capote. Contrary to popular belief, Capote never owned this house. As a fledgling writer in the 1950s, he surely could not afford such a marvelous house, now valued at $12 million. He was, however, very fortunate to have been friends with Smith. Smith was popular in the 1950s artistic crowd and often had parties and guests visiting from out of town. When Capote asked Smith if he could stay for a few weeks while apartment hunting, Smith naturally said yes. Capote showed up and stayed for 10 years. Smith gave Capote his own private studio in the basement level, where he wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's. Now continue on Willow Street, 1.5 blocks to Cranberry Street. Stop at the corner and look diagonally to your left to the 3-story large red townhouse on the corner.